This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
You're always welcome to text us throughout the show. The Junkies text line is brought to you by Lido Pizza, a local favorite since 1955, serving pizzas, subs, jumbo wings, and salads, and more. Lido Pizza is square because Lido Pizza never cuts corners. For locations or to place your order, go to LidoPizza.com, text 1-800-636-1067. Standard message and data charges may apply.
All right, so we've been doing mornings for how many years now? When did we start? Like 2002, 2003, something like that?
I mean, JP's the official show historian.
Something like that. Right? So 22 plus years, we always said we wouldn't talk about sleep. I don't know how to sleep. I'm having difficulty sleeping. Valdez is telling me about all the drugs he takes.
Yeah.
And I just don't want to do all those drugs.
Yeah. I always recommend Benadryls.
I mean, a Benadryl once in a blue moon, yeah. I'm not averse to.
I'm the only one that doesn't take anything here, but I'm constantly tired.
Here's the thing. I've like ruined my shoulders the way I sleep. I think JP sleeps the same way. I'm not sure how Cake sleeps, but I sleep on my stomach or on my side. It's just brutal. It is literally like being in a car accident every day.
I have to assemble one pillow on my left and a certain angle and another one on my right.
No, when I say I don't sleep, I'm telling you, I'm waking up, I'd say on average 10 times a night. Like
that's
every hour.
Fractured sleep.
A couple times an hour. My shoulders are killing me. I have a question.
Okay. I probably don't have an answer, but go ahead.
Well, I'm sure some of our listeners might. Has anybody ever tried those pillows with like the tunnels where you put like your arm under? You know what I'm saying?
I've seen those ads.
Would that possibly work?
I don't know.
Are you waking up like in pain?
Oh, I'm in pain the whole night.
Is the pain waking you up or are you just waking up in pain?
I don't know. I think it's combo. Listen, I just have normal sort of anxiety about sleeping, but lately it's untenable. Like I literally fell asleep last week on Friday. I was drifting over on BW Parkway.
Is it your bad shoulder that you had the surgery on, or is it the other one, or is it both?
I can't even remember. Yeah, no, it's a bad shoulder, but the shoulder's fine. It's not that. It's just I've injured it a little bit. And now just sleeping on it's compounding it. And I'm just not sleeping. And it's painful and it's brutal.
Might need to go to a doctor. Sleep doctor.
I don't really want to do that. I just want someone to tell me. I've considered buying a massage table because when you put like I would need something with a hole in it. You know, if you put your face head down.
So I just think I was sleeping in it? Nobody's going to massage you? It's just
That's the desperation that I'm at.
Do you ever sleep with maybe your arm dangling over the edge?
Of course, never.
Do you sleep on your belly?
That's what I'm saying. My belly and my side, both.
Belly's hurting.
I sleep on my stomach as well.
It's terrible. I would like to sleep like I was in a coffin.
Your spine is just screaming at
like
you
a vampire.
Every night.
I wish I could just sleep like this, and it would be so peaceful, but I can't.
Yeah, Count Bicula.
So, has anybody tried those pillows with the tunnels?
I've never even seen this contraption advertised.
It's like you're kind of like tilted up a little bit. I also have to have something elevate my head a little bit when I turn it to the side.
Yeah.
I don't know what you mean by a tunnel.
It's like a pillow, and then underneath it, like a tunnel where you put your arm through.
I don't know that I've ever seen that.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're like laying with your face down.
I got
and then it's so you're not putting your head on your arm.
Right, because your arm falls asleep, your shoulder gets jacked
up. It's
got to
be something you buy at like Brookstone, if that even still exists.
No, I mean, there's a million of them on like Amazon.
There's like Temu contraptions.
But you can get like a cheapie for like $40 or something, or you get a Big Willy, it's like $200-$300.
Oh, that's pricey.
I just want to know if I should get that. And again, I'm not averse to it. I have thought about just getting a massage table. Because
that
has
would
a
be your bed. That's where you would sleep.
Yeah, it has a hole in it, and I would just would be more comfortable.
That is desperate. You're desperate times.
I am desperate.
Yeah, you're a desperate man.
Desperate. All right, let's go. Let me see. I've had sleep apnea. John, what's up?
Yeah, man, that's what it takes.
I've had a test before. I have some sleep apnea. There's no doubt about it. But it's gotten worse in the last few months.
Well, I mean, if you got it, you got it. So, you know, you're not getting any younger.
Yeah, but I don't think it's that. I'm telling you, I'm in
pain. He's got structural problems with his shoulder.
I'm in pain.
He's had a labrum surgery before. So he probably has something going on, maybe with his rotator.
I think I've just injured it. I've injured it, and I'm compounding it by laying on it every night.
I know.
I used to be
I used to sleep with my arms up over my head all the time.
Yes.
You know, because I was always waking up, trying to get comfortable.
Yes.
When I got on sleep apnea, I lay on my back. I forced myself to fall asleep.
It 5 to 6 hours stinks, by the way.
Yeah.
And that's when I live on about 5 hours.
5 to 6 hours uninterrupted, I would kill a human for that. I'm not sure I've ever gone recently more than 2 hours.
I sleep fairly uninterrupted. I just stay up too late.
We got to get you trained to get off your tummy.
I can't. I've tried it.
It's hard when you've done it your whole life.
I can't.
Yeah. Probably started in the crib.
I used to be a tummy guy.
He likes to sleep.
Do you sleep on your back
sticks.
Now?
Now I sleep on my back and maybe side.
Is that Wedding Crashers?
Yeah, tummy sticks. You're
the
a tummy
only
sticks
way
guy.
I could sleep on my back is if I had 100 cocktails.
Yeah.
And I just
so
passed out.
So much snoring if you're on
I
your
just
back.
Passed out.
All
that was the only
snoring.
Way I could do it.
How does Cake sleep? You've got the
right side
so
exclusive.
Would you lay on your right side? Isn't your right shoulder jacked up?
My right shoulder is bazilli.
You don't
look full range of motion, silly. Good to go.
No, I mean, I can't even turn my head.
Tennis, pickleball, I'm good.
All right, let's go to Pete in Ashburn. Pete, what's up?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
I have a solution for you, EB.
Yeah.
Have your guys do some research on it's called Earthing the Movie, and research grounding sheets.
All right, what are those?
You could plug them into the ground on your electrical socket.
Yeah.
It connects you to the earth. It sounds weird. I know it.
What does it do?
I sleep like a rock. It reduces inflammation and it helps blood flow.
All right,
just wants to know if anybody slept with one of those pillows with the tunnel, which I've just seen.
I'll look it up, though. It sounds too granola-y and crunchy for you.
I'm okay with that.
Hey, sleep is so precious, I'd be willing to try anything.
Yeah. I know.
I know.
Trust me, that's what I'm saying. I would literally sleep on a massage table. And those things probably are very uncomfortable, but it has that hole. It fits perfectly. Like, it's not painful to be on one. Let's go to Kevin Chesterfield. Kevin, what's up?
Good morning, fellas. How y'all doing?
Hey, Kevin.
Hey, great.
Hey, EB, I wanted to tell you.
Yeah.
My wife has shoulder surgery and a torn labrum.
Right.
So I bought her one of these pillows. It was $249. She loves it.
And it works.
Yes, sir. She sleeps every night very well and wakes up with no pain.
But she had
a surgery, too, to correct things.
Yes, sir. Yep, she sure did.
Yeah, but my shoulder's not broken. It's just a little bit injured. It's nothing tragic. I had a labrum surgery 15 years ago. It's repaired. It's fine.
Hers was 8 years ago.
Yeah, but it's just all the weight, too, because I'm a big fatty. All the weight is on my shoulder. It's just taking its toll.
Yeah, it's adding up.
Yeah.
Hey, isn't her head elevated a little much, though? That's what kind of scares me.
Well, they have different. The one we bought has different adding pillows to it, so you can adjust it up and down.
Right.
And she fell in love with it. She sleeps every night with it. She's getting 8-9 hours of sleep where she was waking up every hour.
Right.
Yeah. So it is. It's done a lot of good.
All right,
now
give me a favor.
I can't stand it. I sleep on my back, so I can't use it.
Oh, well,
there you go, EB.
That's a gift from God.
Adjustable side sleeper pillow with arm tunnels for shoulder pain. $238.
I know. I don't want to make that exactly commitment right. unless it's for sure going to help me. Can you send me a link? Hit me up on Twitter.
How many concoctions do you think you've bought over the years for sleep? So I don't know the exact total, but if you just think about it, we did nights for 5 years and we did middays for a year, so we're at 29. So 29.
I was also younger
six.
Though. I had no problems.
You definitely did the heavy blanket for a while, right? The weighted blanket.
Weighted blanket. That thing got too heavy though. You were working.
Were you sleeping with glasses?
I might need to break that out tonight for the Caps game because I'm a little terrified of the game. I might need to just hide under my weighted blanket.
Yeah, that's just to get to sleep.
You were sleeping with glasses for a while.
No, not sleep with them, but you do wear the glasses
you
for
wear
an
them
hour
as
or two
you
before.
Wind. Yeah, you wear them as you wind down for the evening.
Listen, that's also an issue too, to actually just fall asleep. But my issue now is waking up like 15 minutes after I fall asleep.
What and about a nap? Because you do take naps. Do you have
not
a problem?
Always.
But when you take a nap, do you sleep straight through?
Maybe better, but then nap is only an hour.
This
so
is
it's
not
a
realistic option. This is not a realistic option, but it should be.
Yeah.
We're at the point in medical science where they should be able to develop a little teeny tiny propofol pill that puts you to sleep, but not permanently.
You want me to put me out?
No, I'm talking about just a little micro dose of propofol.
Yeah.
It puts you right to sleep and gets rid of all your anxiety and all. And you just drift off to sleep every night. Yeah. How have we not gotten to that point yet?
If it was healthy, I would do it.
I don't know what
you said. You got a new thing.
Yeah. I started taking ashwagandha.
Okay, what
the heck is that?
I think that used to be a corner for the Eagles. Now the Asabwa.
Ashwagandha.
You send me a link. I'm willing to try an herb or something.
I take it before I go to sleep. It's two gummies. It's silly.
All right. Well,
it helps with your sleep anxiety, and I'm riddled with it.
Yeah.
I think we all have a healthy dose, unhealthy dose.
I started taking it maybe like a week ago. Been the best sleep.
Did you get
of
it
my
from
life.
Amazon?
Yeah, but
where do you
you're
get
also
it?
Taking Tylenol PM.
Yeah.
You're taking a friggin' magnesium, which I take.
Yeah.
You're taking melatonin.
Yeah.
Probably washing it down with a beer or two.
No, no alcohol to put me to sleep.
No.
It's ashwagandha has been ashwagandha, whatever you want to call it.
All right, send me a link to that.
Silly.
Is it Black Panther from there?
Did they do a movie about
that's Wakanda?
Was he a prime minister or something?
Yeah, I don't know.
Let's go to Omar in Fairfax. Omar, what's up?
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's
Thanks
up, Omar?
For taking my call.
Yeah, sure.
So my tip is the pregnancy pillow. I don't know if you guys ever use that for your wives.
Is that the one?
I tore my bicep.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Is that the one with the tunnels? With the tunnels for your arms?
It doesn't have a tunnel. It's just this really big, long pillow, and so when you lie on it, and you're on your side. It feels like you're sleeping on your stomach, and you got one arm on top, so your arm is a little bit elevated.
Yeah.
And it takes the pressure off of that.
Hey, there's nothing like feeling like a big fatty when you gotta have a pregnancy pillow.
Yeah.
You're gonna fall asleep.
I think we kind of have one of those. To be honest with you, we have one of those big ass long pillows. My wife and I fight over.
Yeah. Let's buy another one. So you're not fighting over it.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Thank you, Omar. I appreciate it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Let me see. Let's go to Paul in Great Falls.
Everybody's got an answer.
Well, because sleeping is so critical. It's
it is
so
important.
Critical. Paul, what's up?
Hey, how you doing?
Doing great.
So years ago, I had the problem where I sleep on my side also.
Yeah.
And I would wake up and my shoulders were like numb and tingling.
Yeah, it hurts, painful, everything.
Yeah, it was horrible every day. And I had a good like name brand quality mattress and stuff.
Right.
So then I ended up getting a Tempur-Pedic mattress.
Yeah.
And the difference, do you have something like that or do you have a normal mattress?
No, I mean, I have a Sleep Number.
Okay, so with a Tempur-Pedic mattress, with that memory foam stuff,
yeah,
I still sleep on my side, but my shoulders, it accommodates your shoulders. So instead of all the pressure on your shoulder,
it relieves it a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah, it conforms to your body. And I never had that shoulder problem again. That's it, period. And then I got a neck pillow, not the kind that with the tunnel, but like, you know, a Tempur-Pedic type thing. That's
and that helps?
Yeah. That helps also. But you ought to see, I don't know how, but sleeping on your face, on your stomach is like the worst thing.
Yeah, it's like a car accident. It's like getting in a car accident every night.
Right. Yeah. And it messes up your spine. It's like there's almost, you just maybe if there's some way to train yourself out of it.
You're on a bullet train of scoliosis by sleeping like that.
It's hard.
Thank you, Paul. You've been doing it your whole life.
Because I know during a vacation week, I've tried to like, all right, I'm going to start sleeping on my back. And hopefully it'll work. And after about 45 minutes to an hour, I'm like, let me just flip over to my stomach and I fall asleep instantly.
Yeah, I can't do it. I tried it.
My theory is it's however your mom puts you in the crib, right? Some kids are face down and then it becomes habit.
Let's go to, I don't know, is it Slidell?
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, man?
What's up, man?
Doing great. What's up?
Hey, listen, man, I heard you say sleep apnea. I'm telling you, it's real, man. You need to put that CPAP machine on, man, because, I mean, that dream catcher, man, going to get you at least 3 or 4 hours. When you're getting up that many times, I know you may be experiencing a little pain, but with that Sleep Number, that's to take care of it. But, man, you're getting up to pee 5 or 6 times a night, man. So, you know, put that CPAP machine on, man, and catch them dreams.
I couldn't do it.
Calls it a dream catcher. It made me laugh.
Let me tell you, I tried that CPAP machine. You know, I did the test, and they said I had a little sleep apnea. They gave me the thing. I put the stupid hose on my face, and it's torture. I could never fall asleep. I tried it for like a month, 2 months. I don't know how cakes got accommodated to it. I would, you know, I was
so soothing. Just the extra white noise. It's perfect.
Yeah, but you don't use it when you spend the night.
See, he doesn't sleep on his stomach either. It's hard.
I don't take it on road trips. I do this. Roll that.
Yeah, because you're fine. It's fine. Not a big deal.
It's all good.
But he sleeps on his back or whatever.
No, I sleep on my right side exclusively.
So, you know,
I can't sleep on my back because I'll snore through the machine. I can't sleep on my stomach because that's for desperate people. I can't sleep on my left side because the beating of my heart is too loud in my brain. Have to sleep on my right side.
On your right side.
You can hear your heart beating?
Yes. Somehow over the ringing of my ears, I feel and hear my heartbeat, and it's too distracting. I've told you guys this before. This is documented.
Yeah. Can you hear your heartbeat? I've never.
If I
hear my
heartbeat. If I tell you he's locked in, I'm not locked in on that.
I might want to see a doctor.
I'm more in tune with my body than you guys. I don't know what to tell you.
I know there's a guy here, Joe says a doobie would help. I don't want to do that. I have buddies that swear by like weed gummies. I don't really want to get into that. I got one buddy who literally, if he runs out of weed gummies, he's in a panic.
Yeah.
Like he'll rob a bank. That kind of panic if he doesn't have his weed gummies. I don't want to get into that. It seems like too much.
All right, coming up in just about 20 minutes, we will give our first run-through schedule predictions, our official first schedule prediction for the Commanders 2025 schedule. That is coming up at 8 a.m. here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.